Life on You podcast. I'm Nick Sherman. I am here with Mike Carr of, I have your Instagram up, Sugar Baby Treats. Is that it?
Sweets.
Duh. Take 2, 3, 4 minutes, introduce yourself, let everyone know who you are, what you do, and how you started.
So, as Nick just said, my name is Michael Carr. I'm an at-home baker right now, currently. Starting a brand new business. Been in business for about the last 6 to 8 months. It just really came about during the whole COVID crisis. I had to lay off from my kitchen job. And it was something that I started to do just out of the fun of it. Cooking for family, cooking for friends. And I realized that it was very beneficial monetarily. So started from there.
You say you started during COVID. Did you go to school for the baking?
I did, not for baking. I did go to culinary school. I started in 2017 and went to JNA down in South Philly. I graduated from there in with an associate's in culinary arts and restaurant management. I was in Iron Hill, started in 2019, and I was there for about a year. And the bacon is just something I've been doing since I was about 8 years old. Learned how to cook from my grandmother and my mother, just helping them out in the kitchen, and just picking up things here and there. And, you know, it was something I did for fun.
And you said you started with the sweets during COVID. Where did that idea start popping up?
So, a few friends had wanted me to cater their events during COVID. A lot of restaurants were closed, restrictions, couldn't dine in, things like that. So I did some catering jobs with some friends. And, you know, I did a few jobs here and there. And like everybody, started baking during COVID. Started making bread, banana breads, different cheesecakes and things like that. And it just took off from there. Just people were just asking me, can I make this, can I make that? Just picking up on certain things, YouTube, learning from YouTube, and just practicing, and it really just took off from there. It wasn't something that was planned or it was, you know, sought out. It just kind of happened.
On a quick side note, do you do your own pictures on Instagram?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Everything is made.
They sell it completely.
the comment I get the most is that my stuff is too pretty.
So, COVID, it kind of came one at a time. When did you kind of know, like, oh, I can take this and start running with it?
Honestly, Nick, everything is by chance. I never looked into doing this. I mean, I've always had the dream of owning my own restaurant, but that's like the cooking side of it. I never really looked at myself as a baker. I knew I could bake. I know I've gotten compliments on my baked goods, but it wasn't anything that I've ever like, oh, I'm gonna be this baker. You know, it just happened. Like, I think the first thing I made that got like all this attention was like a checkerboard crunch cake. And, you know, people were like, oh, can you make one for my birthday? Can you make one for my best friend's birthday? And I was like, yeah, you know, it's nothing, I can make it. But as the more I made, the more people were interested in it, and they were buying them. So it was like, I'll make something else. And I started making cheesecakes, and people started buying the cheesecakes. And so it just took off from there. Just snowballed.
Where did the name Sugar Baby Sweets come from?
That is a pet name from my fiance. Oh.
I don't want no problems with her.
No, it was just something she had started calling. And I was calling her, you know, she was calling me Sugar Baby, I was calling her Sugar Mama. And I don't know, it just had a ring to it. And I was like, well, I'm going to bake. And, you know, sweets, treats, you know, Sugar Baby sweets. So that just took off from there.
Yeah. So that's you in the logo?
Yes.
I just wanted to make sure. Yeah. So, COVID comes, and you start getting requests. Did you see that happening, or is it was just like, okay, one at a time, one at a time, one at a time?
It's basically one at a time, one at a time, one at a time. Like I said, I did a few catering gigs in the summer. And like I said, I was just baking for myself. I was baking for family. Like, I was literally baking because I was bored. And people were interested in what I was baking, and of like, if they want it, I'm gonna sell it. And it just took from there.
How are you advertising? Just Instagram, Facebook?
Just Instagram, Facebook. I actually took out my first Facebook ad a week ago.
Okay.
Just playing around with it. Little funky $10 ad. I put it on Facebook. Went through Instagram as well. Just pretty much that's all.
Have you tried TikTok?
Okay, so I have a friend. He wants to start talking to me about TikTok, and he's like, I don't see myself as a TikToker.
No, you are.
No, I don't know. We'll see in the future. We'll see.
It doesn't require dancing, trust me. The number of people that I follow on TikTok who only do food, you don't even see their face. It's crazy. And I don't cook, I don't bake. I just follow them just because I found it super interesting. It's literally just dumb camera over their food, making it in like a time lapse, making it or showing quick clips, and it's taking off for people. Like, people.
I've seen it where people does they do the quick edits and the transitions and but I'm not that proficient in those type of things. But that's primarily I'm gonna go talk to him to see what some things he can cook up. So maybe some things in the future.
A lot of stuff you can do right off the app. Like, there's a lot of editing capabilities directly on the app, and it's like if 5-year-olds can do it, we can do it. What about so Instagram, Facebook, TikTok soon? Have you tried Pinterest?
Pinterest frustrates me. I have a Pinterest account. I look at different things. It just frustrates me because a lot of times you go on Pinterest and you see things that you like, and it doesn't take you to the actual thing. It just kind of like points you in the right direction. I don't know. I have to sit there and play with it.
They have the option of when you make a post, whether it's picture or video, because they do video now, that you can link it right to whatever social media account you want it to go to, or to your menu link or whatever it is, and it's as simple as just clicking on it, whether it's video or picture, and you can be the one that takes them right to where they need to go. With I think they have the options now of doing location-based stuff and hashtag-based stuff. So if people are searching for something very particular, they can go right there, find your stuff, and you can click and you can send them to your Instagram page, you can send them to Facebook, you can send them directly to a menu if you have a link to that. And it could just go just like that. And there's a lot of numbers behind that, and it's easy to see once you get the hang of it. Because it took me a while too. Just in terms of the fitness stuff and the podcast stuff, it takes a while because you start clicking on things and it takes you to 17 different websites. And but once you get the hang of it, it's super easy. And you can take one Instagram post that you use for Facebook, you can use for Pinterest, revert it back to your Instagram, and just keep moving the ball along. Yeah, I think it's worth checking out. Yeah.
I'll play with it.
What's the biggest surprise?
Really, just all the support. I've been getting support from people I didn't even know messaged me. People from years ago, people from elementary school, middle school, people I've met 20, 25, 30 years ago. Just the support has been tremendous, and I'm really thankful for it. Like I said, people that I didn't even know consider me a friend. I was just like, whoa, all right, yeah, sure. That's the biggest surprise.
It helps when you make really look delicious looking food. I think more and more people want to be your friend.
I really do try. My whole statement when I started this was pretty little cakes. That's all I really wanted to make was pretty little cakes. And, you know, some people don't want them so little, but some want them bigger, whatever.
I'm looking at some of your more recent ones. You have, multi-layer cakes now. Yeah, how's that going?
Actually, that just started from my niece's baby shower, and she wanted a two-tier cake, and that was the first time I ever made it. But, you know, good old YouTube. You learn, you sit there, and you just learn, and you study it, watch a couple videos, try it out for yourself, and it works. So.
I was talking to our mutual friend Rob about that exact subject of whatever you want to learn or try to learn, try to do, Google, YouTube are your best friends. Whatever you need to do.
I've learned so much just sitting on YouTube for a day and just absorbing it. I remember being in culinary school and I had a teacher. He would just put on YouTube. Like he would like we would start a chapter on a certain subject or whatever. But if he couldn't go into greater detail about it, he would just put on YouTube for, you know, half an hour, hour, and we would just sit there and watch videos.
It's
But I mean, it's a great help.
it is. It's whatever you need to learn, whatever you want to try to do. I go Google it, YouTube it. There's something out there. There's a million videos out there on every single subject, and you can find something to do. Talk to me about your menu. How do you think about the pricing?
Okay, so basically the pricing is just a overblown equation of everything that you buy. You factor in your supplies, your labor, your overhead, which would be like your utilities, your gas, your water, electricity. So you factor all that in, and then you break it down, divide it, multiply it, and then some people like to add on an extra factor onto it. But that's just basically how the pricing falls. It just breaks down to supplies, labor, and overhead.
Do you have a 100% set menu, or do you constantly rotate your menu in and out?
It evolves. It evolves. It's pretty much set right now. But as time goes on, I start making new things and do things different ways. It changes. A lot of times, I get requests for things I don't make, which I do know how to make, so if that becomes popular, I'll throw it on. But for right now, it rotates.
Are you planning on going back to catering?
Well, I bake and I cater at the same time.
Okay.
So, yeah, those are both the things I do. So, people want a cake, I make a cake. They want a cater job, I cater. I tend to do small parties though, intimate, you know, 2 to 4 people.
I remember seeing something like that for you, that you did like a two person, like a couples thing. I think that, especially now, that's a great idea, really.
Yeah, the largest I've done was like a barbecue, and it was like for a family, and it was like I want to say like 10 people there,
Okay.
10, 15. That was about the largest.
What's the end game?
Well, I eventually want to open up my own storefront, eventually, within the next, I want to say 5 years.
5 years.
That is a goal of mine, and it's going to be hard to get to, but I'm learning. I'm learning as I go. I'm picking up help from friends and different people, and it's going to take time, it's going to take patience, but that's a goal I'm working towards.
Storefront, 5 years. Are you thinking about, because I see a lot of the sweets on your page, are you thinking about posting more about the actual meals you want to make?
See, Instagram is funny.
Yeah.
It's like whatever you post at that moment, that's what grabs the most attention.
Yeah.
So it's like at first I was doing food, and so it was like, oh, great, 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 that looked good, that looks good. But then I did the cakes, and then I was like, oh, that looks great, that looks good, that looks great. So it's like wherever I pivot, that's kind of like where my attention goes to.
Shout out your socials so everybody can follow. I'll put links like all around.
So you can follow me on Instagram at mcarsuperstar. I'm on Facebook as well. I have a business Facebook, MCAR Superstar Sugar Ray Sweets. So you can follow me there as well.
And if you're looking for help with your diet, nutrition, fitness, check out onelifeoneufitness.com. One-on-one health and fitness coaching, workouts sent right to your phone, diet help, nutrition guidance, accountability, motivation, and everything else you need to reach your health and fitness goals. Again, onelifeoneufitness.com.